Breakfast.
One of the last things you want to think about while counting down to the big day is what happens if you get divorced or your spouse dies. Unpleasant as this is, you do need to deal with these issues. So there are three matrimonial property regimes. We're going to be talking about them with our guest today, who is a divorce attorney at Associates in Cape Town, family lawyer and author of Everyone's Guide to Divorce and Separation. That is Bertus Preller. A very good morning to you, Bertus. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. It's very early.
Yes, it is. What better time to get into the law than at, you know, 5:45 in the morning. All right.
Exactly.
So we've been earlier on, we spoke to a relationship expert about why it's important to have those conversations. From your experience, do you find that couples didn't have the right conversations when they were in love and seeing stars into each other's eyes? And it's only when they're in a marriage and they realize, oh goodness, this person is actually quite a mess when it comes to money, for example, that then it becomes a problem when they need to separate?
Yes, definitely. You know, we see a lot of times that, you know, when a divorce is on the cards, that the people actually didn't know exactly what they signed initially, or, you know, haven't been advised properly at the time of signing of the antenuptial contract, you know, before they got married.
Mm.
And, you know, we usually say that an antenuptial contract is actually one of the most important contracts of your whole life that you will sign.
Mm. So, okay, is the perception correct that the one who is the richer between the two actually has more of an advantage when it comes to negotiating for your contract?
I think so. You know, I think everyone is, you know, before you get married, obviously it's all about love. And I think people, you know, get into a marriage without, you know, looking at the consequences that will come later in case of a divorce. I think it is true. There must be a disparity when one party does have a lot of assets. And it's obviously a difficult thing to talk about, you know, before marriage. You know, what, because you actually enter into a contract where you sort of determine what is going to happen ultimately. And I think that's very difficult.
Okay, so just give me the basics of the different contracts, because I hear of prenup, I hear of antenup, I hear postnup. I'm very confused.
Okay, post means actually after. So if you marry in community of property, that means without an antenuptial contract, you can alter or amend your marital regime at a later stage by way of a postnuptial contract, and that would be an application to court. It's quite a big process at the end of the day, because there's quite a lot of administration in these kind of applications. But you can alter your marital regime after marriage from in community to out of community of property.
But can you go backwards? Can you go from out of community of property to in community of property?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You can. Now, obviously, if there's no antenuptial contract, then by default, you are married in community of property. And
just to clarify, that means that Bertus and Lebrille get married. If we get divorced, everything gets split down the middle.
Yeah, it's a bad way to get married, actually, because you also assume the debts of the other party. And, you know, from creditors' point of view, if a business, for example, fail, then the joint estate comes into play, and creditors can actually claim against the other spouse as well.
Mm.
So it's not a good idea. And I think the majority of people in South Africa are actually married that way.
And I mean, is that usually what happens? Do you find when people engage in cultural unions that prenups and that type of thing are not really discussed? So when they do decide to separate, the in communities, what comes into play automatically?
Yes, I think so. I think people just simply don't know, you know, of the marital regimes, because you know, I don't think people really know. I think these days, obviously, more and more, you know, as people, you know, get more educated and so on, that you can marry, you know, with an antenuptial contract. But I think the majority of people in South Africa still are married in community of property. And obviously, I think people think it's too expensive to alter the regime, which is actually not.
Mm.
It's not more expensive to... Well, obviously, if you marry in community of property, you don't pay anything, but, you know, you can register an antenuptial contract for, I see on some attorneys do it, for example, in the region of about 1,000, 2,000 rand.
Okay, so what are some of the because there's a derivative type of anti-nup where it's accrual. So that then means what we make together when we are married, that gets split in half, but my dirty old couch that I had before I married you is mine.
Okay, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. If you do marry with an antenuptial contract, you actually have an opportunity to exclude certain assets. Mm. And you have to physically name those assets in the antenuptial contract, mm-hmm, as excluded assets. And that simply means that those assets will not form part of any accrual claim. Mm-hmm. And also, any asset that you acquire by virtue of your possession of that asset. So, for example, if you exclude a house, mm-hmm, then a subsequent house that you will purchase with the money of that house that was mentioned in the ANC that was now sold, that house will also be excluded.
Okay. Mm.
Or you can put a commencement value on your assets by saying my combined assets is, say, 5 million rand. That will then mean at divorce, 5 million will not be part of the accrual, and that 5 million will increase by way of the consumer price index. So, you know, 5 million today in 10 years might be 8 million, for example. If you do not mention any assets in the ANC, then obviously everything that you had will be included in the accrual, even before marriage. Mm. So you have to exclude it specifically. And basically what the accrual means is that the party with the lesser accrual at the end of the marriage will have a claim for half of the difference. And it more or less boiled down to each part with 50% of the assets.
Okay, so why is it in, let's say, I'm the woman, I'm not working, or he finds me working, he encourages me, look, be a stay-at-home mom, and he's now running all these businesses, making lots of money. Why is it in my best interests to not to sign a prenup of any kind? If to me it's going to look like, wow, this guy is possibly taking away my potential of income, obviously taking out the whole equation of spousal support after the fact. But why am I not being robbed? Is it because if something happens with his businesses that I am protected and my children are protected and the estate is protected, or are there other reasons why I am being protected?
You know, obviously, we've seen it quite a lot where a husband will say to the wife, let's get married out of community of property without the accrual, mm-hmm, because I'm a businessman and I've got a business. And the wife actually gets conned into the situation thinking that she, you know, she's actually safe in the sense that if something happens to the business, nothing can happen to me,
yes,
in terms of assets. But then a divorce, the wife has got absolutely no claim,
yes,
because there's no accrual applicable.
Mm.
That happens often in our law. You know, there were recent cases about what we call a universal partnership, for example, where the wife and the husband, well, they've been together in a partnership business, married out of community of property, without the accrual, got divorced, but the husband then maintained that, you know, the wife is not entitled to any assets. Mm. And luckily she then filed a universal partnership claim and succeeded to get a percentage of the assets. But obviously, you know, if someone has got the husband has got a lot of assets and if there's no antenuptial contract, then the wife will be entitled to half of all those assets.
You know, we've run out of time, but Bertus, I hope you avail yourself for us to have a part two of this conversation, because
sure.
I think we need to talk about scenarios where people are not actually married, but maybe they're living together and, or have a business together as well as a couple. I think it's really, really important. That is Bertus Preller of Bertus Preller and Associates. If you want to get in touch, 021-422-2422. 021-421-2241. We will have a part two of this conversation because I think it's a really important one.